Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We're delighted to have you as our audience. We look forward to your comments, your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each day. Let me remind you that telephone call-in number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-804-831-0917. We'd love to have your discussion, your dialogue, your input, as someone called it, your 2 cents worth. We'll be talking about today selling America. Selling, is America up for sale? How much should you get for America? What do you think the Bidens have been getting in the sale, the marketing of access to the highest office in the land through China, the Ukraine, Russia? What is it worth? What kind of value would you put on it? Should we be interested? Should it be concerning? Should we be looking for an answer? Should the FBI just be sitting on the information and not doing anything about it? Or is it, as Mitt Romney said, it ought not to be bothered, we ought not to be bothered with it? It is not for the politicians to say or do anything about it. We're going to be talking about that issue today, selling of America. And in doing so, we're going to be looking at what will take place if Joe Biden is elected, and why should we vote for President Donald J. Trump for the reelection? If you're listening today and you've already voted, love to hear from you. You don't have to call your name if you don't want to. Tell us how you voted. Did you vote Democrat or Republican? If you voted Democrat, I want to know why. I want to know your rationale behind it. I really, truly want to know your arguments for voting for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, as President, Vice President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time that I have never seen in my lifetime. We're living in the days where there is a battle for the very foundation of our nation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned from the standpoint of what can the righteous do. We're talking about the Christian, the believer, the child of God. If nothing else, call it the conservative patriots. What are we to do if the foundations of our nation be destroyed? The Bible is very clear in Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation has been blessed for some 244 plus years because of placing our faith and trust in God as a nation. But we have come a long way, as the old cliche was many years ago for an advertisement. We've come a long way, baby. And so we've come a long way today from those days where there was a recognition of God and a realization that America is blessed because of God. And it's because, ladies and gentlemen, as the Barna Report has shown us in the recent years, we have left our fundamental foundational religious, quote, Christian belief and the base in America. As a result of that, it's easy to be swayed. It's easy to listen to what others may say, think, or do. And it is very, very dangerous for our nation today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. As Christians, ladies and gentlemen, we need to place our faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We need to look at the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and realize that is the truth book. It is Jesus that said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus made a statement in John 14:6, I am truth. Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. And the Lord Jesus Christ is God come into flesh. He is the Logos of God, the Word of God. And therefore, you find in John 17:17, Jesus answering the critics, and he says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to seek after as we're making a determination of the destiny and the direction of the United States of America. It behooves everyone of the sound of my voice to pray and to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Our land needs healing today as no other time in the history of America, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to pray. And we need to, as the little boy says, put feet on our prayers. We need to go out and vote. And we need to vote for one that's going to preserve our Constitution, one that's going to preserve our Bill of Rights, one that's going to preserve our faith and family in the future of America. And as we talk about that today during the course of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in. Let us know where you stand. Ask your questions. We'd love to have the dialogue and the discussion with you. If you're confused about how to vote, who you should vote for, let's talk about it. We'd love to be able to be a part of allowing you to find the answer to what God would have you to do for casting your ballot. And by the way, when you go in to cast your ballot, don't just look at the presidential race and zip through and not vote on the others. There are a lot of people that will go through at a major election season like this and just vote for the top of the ticket. That is the presidential race. And by the way, there are six or seven names on there. So the only name you need to search out for is Donald J. Trump for the reelection, in my most humble opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand it is truth that we need to be looking at and determining what we shall do. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. If you want to find a fiery discussion, just watch some of the Democrats, or as some have called them, the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats in Washington, as they face off and dealing with issues, and they get all fired up when anybody on the other side of the aisle says something that is truth, that is bothersome to them. We need to stick to the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that ought to be our mantra. That ought to be our mindset. That ought to be the modus operandi for every Christian, is to seek the truth, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Is that what you've been doing? Can we say that we have voted for truth if we vote for the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic ticket? I think not. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. They have a full staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment for hurricane season. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic American flag flies. That flagpole, I'm told, is about 165 feet in the air. It's got a gigantic flag. I'm told it takes about 8 or 10 men just to raise that flag or to lower the flag and to take it back off its flagpole. That flagpole is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And it's the home at the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, should America be for sale? Should anything to do with the American political system be for sale? Should any politician have the right to market access to the White House or to any other political office? Should America have a price tag placed on her? Well, the Biden family seems to thrive on selling of America. In fact, the Biden family seems to think that there's nothing wrong with selling America. It's just a part of their political connectivity as they see it. But we all realize that there is a swamp in Washington. In fact, when President Trump was elected, he said he's going to clean the swamp, drain the swamp. The president didn't realize, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not a swamp, it's a sewer. The president didn't realize that it was going to take him the full first 4 years just to start making a dent in the sewer that he's trying to drain. Well, not to be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but when President Trump was sworn into office, there was a leftover from the Obama administration of some 4,000 plus bureaucrats in the State Department alone. Don't know how many thousands were left in the Department of Justice. Each of the major departments that he's had to control, it's been totally out of control behind the scenes because of the embedded bureaucrats. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the politicians come and go, but the bureaucrats stay. The politicians can be elected to 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. They could remain in office for several terms. But it's those bureaucrats that write the policy, those bureaucrats that are in literal control of the destiny and the direction of America. And it's going to take draining the sewer, and that is, as I put it, going in and cleaning house. And I pray that in the next term of President Donald J. Trump, that he'll go in with a sharp instrument and clean house, removing all of the bureaucrats, ladies and gentlemen, that are anti-Trumpers, all of the bureaucrats that want to destroy anything that's called conservatism in the White House. I pray that there will be a day that we'll be able to see and look back on this election as the day that changed the direction of the United States of America for good and for godliness. Ladies and gentlemen, our faith, our family, and the future of America is at stake. There's about 14 days to go in this election cycle. About 14 days. On the early morning news on Fox News, it showed Jacksonville, Florida was highlighted. It showed the election precinct, and it showed lines of people circling around the building almost to vote. Now, it looked, as the old cliche would go, it looked ginormous, but it wasn't really. It was because they had the people separated by 6, 8, 10 feet apart, each one. And so as a result of that, it made the line look a whole lot longer than it was. And I believe as a result of the extreme care on preventing COVID-19, of having to clean everything down each time someone comes in and votes. I believe that's part of the slowing down process. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, you need to vote. Today is the first day of early voting in our state, and I pray that you'll go out and vote. I pray that you'll vote for that which honors God in your vote. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about selling America. If you want to give a subtitle to the broadcast today for the issue, it is Vote Biblically. Vote Biblically. Even though we see America up for sale by the Biden clan, we need to understand what is taking place. We're going to spend several minutes of looking at articles. Perhaps you've not heard anything about the Biden access being sold to the White House, Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the whole family of Bidens that have shared in the profits that's come back from Hunter Biden's going into Ukraine, China, and Russia. And basically extorting them for dollars and selling America's access as a result of it. But nothing has been published on Facebook and Twitter and most of the other social media. They've refused to do so. They're claiming that it will be detrimental to the election. They're claiming that they can. It is something that is unproven, and so therefore they're not going to put it out there on the news. Here's an article that says Facebook to slow spread of New York Post article about Biden's story until it is fact-checked. Facebook Incorporated said it will reduce distribution of the story in the New York Post about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, seeking to slow the pace of its spread before the social network fact-checkers have a chance to evaluate its authenticity. Ladies and gentlemen, when the fact-checkers with Facebook check the facts about something you'd post or I would post in relationship to truth, they immediately say they fact-checked it and it's over with. But they are now saying they're not going to post anything until they fact-checked it. Well, how long does it take? This article further says the Post story Wednesday says emails purportedly from Hunter Biden shows he introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to an executive at the Ukrainian energy firm. The paper claims the communication contradicts any assertion by Joe Biden that he hasn't spoken to his son about this business dealings. But the email doesn't detail the extent of the meeting of whether Joe Biden spoke to his son about it. It also doesn't say definitively whether Biden actually met with the executive. Facebook is limiting distribution of the story on its social network. Spokesman Andy Stone said on Twitter, without linking to the piece directly. The story is also eligible for fact-checking by the company's third-party partners, whoever that may be. That's my footnote. The Post story said the emails came from data recovered from an abandoned laptop at a repair shop near Delaware, April of 2019, according to the shop owner. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little fast overview, and then we'll look at several articles that I believe need to be understood for us to have the right perspective as to what's taking place and just how serious this is with the selling of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the laptop was left at the shop owner, the repair laptop or the computer repair shop. It was left there, ladies and gentlemen, for quite some time. The shop owner then made the determination he'd check to see what's on the hard drive. He did. And found out that it was Joe Biden. A lot of porn that was there, I understand. A lot of things in relationship to Biden's extramarital affairs were there. A lot of things were on there about Joe, Hunter Biden's drug use. And also tons and tons and tons. I believe there's a total of about 26,000 emails that's been purportedly there that all indicate that Hunter Biden was the spear, the tip of the spear, to make the connectivity through his father, Joe Biden, while Joe Biden was vice president, to sell America. And this, by the way, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, this laptop was turned over. Initially, a copy of it was turned over to the FBI. FBI had an opportunity to look at it with Christopher Wray, now that's the head of the FBI, not the old leaders. Christopher Wray was the one that his men went out and got the information. And then when they looked at it, they went back and subpoenaed and confiscated the original laptop and hard drive. Fortunately, the shop owner had already made copies of that, and they have turned it over to others that are now looking at and asking Christopher Wray over a year, because that was turned over to the FBI December of 2019. And for some reason, the FBI has simply sat on it. They've done nothing. They have not done anything. In fact, Joe Biden has been able to honestly say to the media, there's nothing been done, there's nothing been said, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing, I've not been charged with anything. And he's right, because the FBI has been sitting on the documentation, the evidence, and the information for a year now. Most, ladies and gentlemen, most of the nation's popularity in, for Joe Biden is as a result of not knowing what's truly behind Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and what is called the Biden clan and what they're doing. But, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's looking at Hunter, Joe Biden as being very popular, but ladies and gentlemen, most of the nation's population, most of those in our nation today, have not heard of the Biden scandal and the illegitimate way that Joe Biden, via his son Hunter Biden, have been literally involved in the selling of America. The communist network news, the ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all combined, listen, all combined, this story's been out now for about 2 weeks, and all combined, all of the networks, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN, all combined, they've devoted maybe 2 minutes to the coverage of this, and what they do, they briefly talk about something that's been accused, but it's been proven to be wrong, it's a conspiracy theory, or it is something that is being done by disinformation by Russia to try to affect the election. Ladies and gentlemen, the high-tech social media, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, have all simply blocked any publication of the Biden greed and graft and the selling of America. Only Fox News, ladies and gentlemen, and the New York Post, that's the only two. New York Post is the one who initially published the data, the documentation, the information, which I understand was extremely large. And then Fox News has been reporting very heavily on this selling of America. But none of the others have provided any news to the public about it. Yet the New York Post articles have been blocked by the social media. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is battling the FBI, the CIA, the social media, China, Russia, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party, the Council on Foreign Affairs, Antifa, BLM, and the Republican Never Trumpers for this election or this re-election. He has faced the absolute torrential numbers that are trying their best to destroy the potentiality of a re-election. Let's go back for a moment and talk about what has taken place with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I'm looking at, ladies and gentlemen, probably 40 or 50 articles on it. Time will not allow on this broadcast to cover them. I'm going to highlight several of them for our edification. And let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you have an opinion on this, do you think Hunter and Joe Biden are guilty of selling America? Do you think it's just a conspiracy theory? Do you believe it is legitimate? Do you believe it is something that is has been orchestrated by a disinformation campaign by Russia or China or the Ukraine, as is being accused now by some in the social media or otherwise that's trying to block this information? Here's an article that says Joe Biden calls early lid for reporters amid the post-Hunter Biden expose. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden calls for an early lid. What's a lid? I had never heard of it until this election cycle. He'd just wake up of a morning, hide in his basement, maybe have a few things to say that's already canned, prepared, a statement for the media that's going to sneak it out in the venues that they want it to go into, the ears that they want to hear it. And then the lid goes on. That is, you're not going to talk, not going to have any more interviews for that day. So this article says, calls an early lid for reporters amid the post that's the New York Post, Hunter Biden's expose. Amid a bombshell report by the Post that Hunter Biden introduced his dad to an executive in the Ukraine Burisma Energy Company less than a year before then Vice President Joe Biden pressured government officials in the Ukraine for firing the prosecutor. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, is that me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you said that you wanted to keep the White House vote biblical. Was that what you mentioned earlier?
That's right.
Right. What does Jesus say about adultery? What does he say about divorce? How many times has Trump been married?
Well,
what does
let
Jesus
me ask
say
you,
about it? No,
let me
I'm
ask
asking you.
You
what
let
is,
me
what
ask
is
you a Je- question.
What, is,
let,
what does
let me
Jesus
ask you a
say
question.
About divorce? What does he say, simply? What does it say in the Bible?
I think this is my show. I'm going to ask the questions, if you don't mind. Let me ask you a question. Tell me about King David, and did God use him in a tremendous fashion? Was David an adulterer? Was David a murderer? Yes, he was. When I vote, I'm going to vote not for the man. I'm voting for my Second Amendment rights. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court of Religious Justice. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the republic in which we live. I'm voting for our Bill of Rights and our Constitutional Foundation. I'm voting for the military and the veterans who have fought and died for our country. I'm voting for our flag and the republic for which it stands. I'm voting for the right to speak and not be censored. Free speech is guaranteed in our First Amendment. I'm voting for the rights for us to have our churches remaining open, et cetera, as found in our Bill of Rights. That's what I'm voting for. Now, if you voted for Joe Biden, tell me what Joe Biden has done in 47 years. Tell me what you think Joe Biden is going to do if he's reelected. Tell me what you think about the selling of America for millions of dollars. In fact, Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the family split a $10 million fee just for having the meeting with the oligarchs in China and Russia and the Ukraine.
So what does Jesus say about bragging? What does it say in the New Testament about braggers?
What does that have to do with the question at hand?
No, I'm talking about Trump because he's very greedy. He's admitted to be greedy, and he's greedy to brag about his money.
Wait. Hold a minute. Tell me one thing that you find is greedy. He's not even collecting a salary, $400,000 a year. He's not taking a dime of that. Where is that greed?
He's just spending our tax money on his golf trips. Of course, he's not getting any money. Yeah, that's
a big joke. How many golf trips did Barack Hussein Obama make?
No, we're not talking about Obama. We're
No. You're trying to pervert the conversation in a fashion that is absolutely not authentic. Tell me one thing that Joe Biden has done in 47 years other than ingratiate himself. Tell me how much taxes he paid on $13.3 million worth of income last year, and yet wanting to talk about Donald Trump and his income and the low taxation. Have you researched that? Are you familiar with that?
You're talking
is that
about
okay?
being biblical. So is Trump a Christian?
It is biblical. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And Joe Biden is for abortion right up through the day of birth and even put the baby on the table, let the baby survive if possible until the doctors and the family say, the mother say, that they put that child to death. Yes, I'm talking about biblical because God gave us the constitution, the right to keep and bear arms. It was codified in our constitution, confirmed by the courts to be carried out by the citizens. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said they're going to confiscate weapons if they're elected. There'll be no Second Amendment right. I'm for our Bill of Rights. Sir,
so does Jesus say you can have any size slaughter machine you want? Is that in the Second Amendment, that you can have any size slaughter machine you want? Is that in the Second Amendment, any size you want?
There's no quantification or qualification on that. It's you that's putting that on there. It's the Democrat, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrat party that's doing that. There's nothing about that whatsoever. In fact, when you go back to the origin of our Bill of Rights, and the right to keep and bear arms was to protect all of our other rights through the opportunity to have self-defense.
Jesus
self-defense
Christ.
Was given to us by God. And there's no mention of that in numbers, the number of bullets or what size of bullets. But I understand where you're coming from. I understand that. Let me ask you a question. Before we go to the next caller or to continue our dialogue today, are you a professing Christian?
Do you remember when
are you
Trump
a professing
mocked
Christian?
That disabled?
Are you
remember
a professing
when Trump
Christian?
Mocked that disabled reporter like you can claim you're a Christian? What a joke. You got nothing but hate and lies in your freaking heart. You spew it out here so all your other hate-filled liars can eat it up and follow
Thank
them like
Thank you so much for calling. We're going to go on with our broadcast today. We can understand an individual that is evidently lost regardless of his claim of any relationship to Jesus Christ, because with that spewing attitude, there's no question about a lack of understanding, a lack of wisdom, a lack of knowledge. Of course, we understand that wisdom and knowledge comes from wisdom to understand how to carry out knowledge comes from God himself. And without that, you're just ignorant in what you say and do. And so I understand that. So all we can do is pray for those folks that have the same attitude that our last caller just had and ask God to give them insight and wisdom. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we find it so disingenuous for a person to claim that they're saved and then want to spew that hatred and claim someone is spewing hatred because they're admonishing for what we ought to do that is biblically right. Joe Biden, for example, has now claimed that there's nothing wrong with what his son has done. First of all, he claimed that he didn't know anything about it for quite some time. And now he's claiming that he is absolutely above the fray, that there's nothing going on. Here's an article that says, gun smoking email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced Ukrainian businessman to his VP dad. This article says, dear Hunter, thanks for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure, the email reads. An early email on May of 2014 also shows that Burisma number 3 executive asking Hunter for advice on how he could use his influence on the company's behalf to get into the White House. The blockbuster correspondence, which flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he never spoke to his son about the overseas business dealing, is contained in a massive trove of data recovered from a laptop computer. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, some 26,000 pieces of information there by way of emails. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. In response to your last caller, that gentleman seems to forget that once you become a Christian, you're forgiven for everything you've done. And look at how God used Peter. Like you say, how God used King David. And it's obvious that Donald Trump's a Christian. He professes to believe in Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and that's all that counts. And his policies, God is clearly using him to make a mark and save this nation from a perilous road we were heading down.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, and I am so thankful for your call. We need to understand that. We've got about another 10 seconds before our news break. Ladies and gentlemen, as we take our top of the hour news break, we'll be 1 minute for news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We've got a long way to go in the next few minutes in relationship to talking about selling America and how we need to vote biblically. Vote biblically, contrary to the spewing of one of our callers. Voting biblically means that we vote for that which is going to honor God in relationship to the protection of our faith and our family and the future of America. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
Conservative.edu.